Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. At People You Need to Know, we lead the way in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at numerous business expos and women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about why it's so important to change before you have to. My guest today is a young lady who really needs no introduction. She has made her mark in Atlanta as a woman who knows how to make things happen in a big way. We are honored to welcome back to the show the dynamic and inspirational Miss Stormy Wellington. Hello, Stormy. How are you today?
I'm doing just coffee-licious, Mr. Sparkplug. How you doing?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better, thank you. Are you ready to talk about the importance of changing before you have to?
Absolutely, I'm delighted.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
Sure.
Stormy, what does change mean to you?
Well, change means to pretty much become something different. Change means to stretch yourself beyond imagination. Change means to look outside of yourself and realize whatever it is that you need comes from within you. You know, change means so much to me, Sparkplug. It's just so amazing how you called me the other day and you said change before you have to. And, I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And you know, many people out there don't realize when it's time to change. And then they find themselves in a very, very, very tough situation. But for me, I decided to step out on faith, Sparkplug, and I love it. I had to change before I had to.
Well, why is it so important for you to change before you have to?
You know what? Because I'm someone that I believe that, you know, in order to become successful or to consider yourself successful, you have to be enriching others. Because I believe that in life, it's not about how successful you are, but how you can help other people to achieve success. So for me, when I looked at my situation and, you know, with the, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff going on, I realized that many people look for me for hope. You know, people look at me as an inspiration. You know, people look at me as, wow, like a monumental person. And it's like when I looked at what was happening with it's hard to talk. I don't want to talk about a specific subject. I realized that I had to be the change that I seek. And I realized that when I change, other people are going to be willing to change with me. So when I look at hope, people look at me as a face of hope. To me, hope means to help other people every day. So I want to be that change so people can see that, okay, if she can change, I know I can change.
So why do you think that most people resist change?
Fear. Fear, Sparkplug. I believe that it's a fear that makes you stop, and there's a fear that makes you go. And I think a lot of people, they live inside of their own fears. And fear is something that many people have, but they just don't know how to deal with it. And for me, you know, life is like a big game for me. You know, I'm playing a big game. I like to ask people, you know, how big is your game? You know, I'm playing a really, really big game called life. And when you realize that you're playing a small game, it's time for you to, of course, enhance yourself, develop yourself, and begin to just totally find a new game. And change, of course, it's scary to change. You know, a lot of people are so comfortable being uncomfortable. Therefore, when they think about change, again, that fear begins to sit in. And, of course, that false evidence appearing real is something that many people don't know how to deal with.
Well, Stormy, tell our listeners what kind of change you are currently experiencing in your life right now.
Oh, my God, Sparkplug. Well, many people know me from Artist International. You know, I 2.5 years ago, when Artist International came into my life and I performed in Artist International, it forever changed my life. It changed my life. It changed the lives of thousands of people around the country. And about 72 hours ago, Sparkplug, I decided to change. And I decided to change before I have to. And a lot of people are not happy with my decision. A lot of people don't understand why I made the decision. A lot of people are trying to figure out how could someone of her caliber, of her stature, of her financial situation, because, see, I didn't change because I had to. You know, within the past 2 months, I made what many people make in a year, you know, I make in a month. So many people are trying to find out, okay, she was at the top of her game. You know, she was the top, one of the top earners in the company. She was at the top rank, and she was in the top position making top dollars. She is where I want to be. Why would somebody drop that and move on somewhere else? You know, what's part of plug for me, again, I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of this conversation. I believe that in life is not about how successful you are, but it's how you help other people to achieve success. And I tell you, Spark Plug, when I began to look around me, I was successful. And when I say successful, see, success is relative. It depends on what you consider to be successful. So I was kind of, I was a baby successor, but many people thought I was an adult successor. And I tell you, when I looked around and I saw what was happening to the people around me, I mean, I was still cashing, you know, big checks, getting paid high residual dollars, but the people around me were not doing the same thing. And I began to, again, look outside of myself. And in looking outside of myself, it made me, of course, be very cognizant of what's happening around me in terms of the way in which we work my business. And just so much things sparkle up. It's so hard for me to really say what I really want to say without being, I don't want to say disparaging or without saying certain things that people may take the wrong way. But it was things that I did not know about my industry. And even though I give all thanks to Artists International, you know, for coming into my life, I began to self-develop myself. And when I began to self-develop myself, I began to learn more about network marketing and what's needed to become successful. And then I began to realize, okay, now I see why people are not making it. So therefore, I began to explore, I began to look outside of my current situation again. I began to look at other companies, look at other compensation plans, look at other infrastructure, look at other systems. And when I compared it to what I had like an aha moment. And then I had to do what I just said, and what the topic of this whole conversation is, I decided to change before I had to.
Well, Stormy, now a lady asked me just yesterday, she said, Spark Plug, I got an email that said Stormy Wellington went from artist to selling coffee. You started off this interview today when I said, how you doing? I didn't catch it the first time because we were off the air. And then the second time when we were on the air and I said, how you doing? You said coffee-licious. Tell us a little bit more about your new endeavor.
Wow, is what I got to say. You know what, Spark Plug, I'm going to be honest with you. About 8 months ago, I was introduced to a company called Organo Gold. And I was introduced to this company by a gentleman, very, very young gentleman. His name is David Imoniti. And I tell you, when he was introduced to me, it was so funny because we were introduced on the pretenses of, hey, I want you to recruit this young lady, and pretty much the same thing to me, I want you to recruit this gentleman. Well, I tell you, Spark Plug, when he came and we finally met and we began to talk and, you know, he realized that I was Stormy Wellington from Artists, and I realized that he was David, you know, from Organo Gold. And even though I hadn't heard of Organo Gold, he knew who I was. And he said, well, you know what, why would I recruit you? You are one of the top earners in your company. You know, you should stay where you are. Well, I tell you, this gentleman is 27 years old. I began to look at him in admiration because at the time I was 30. He was earning $50,000 a month, and I was earning about $55,000 a month, okay? So we began to talk, and he began to tell me about his business, and I'm like, coffee, I don't drink coffee, so I was not interested at all in his business, but I was very intrigued by his knowledge. He was very, very knowledgeable, very intelligent. So we began to develop a relationship on business. You know, he began to pour into me. We were pretty much talking and give each other nuggets about the industry, and we developed like a friendship just because we share mutual businesses, so to speak. Well, I tell you guys, about 8 months into us communicating and stuff like that, I began to hear a lot of buzz going on about Organo Gold and how people from many different backgrounds and different situations from humble beginnings were earning in excess of $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 every 30 days. And again, for me, you know, I was so committed to my company, so in love with my company. I still love my company's products. I still love everything my company stands for. But I tell you all that, 8 months in, I began to look at Organo Gold with a different eye, because everywhere I go was coffee. I looked at McDonald's, they have McCafe. I looked at Dunkin' Donuts, they took the donut off their sign and put the coffee cup. I looked at Starbucks, every time I ride by Starbucks, there's a line around the corner. So I said to myself, I have to take my personal hat on, and I need to put my business hat on. So we need to look at this Organo Gold thing with a different eye. And because I was not happy, Spark Plug, with what was happening with my organization in terms of the amount of money I saw my team making, this is just being honest, I decided to explore. And the main reason that I really started to explore is because, you know, about 8 months into the business, of our relationship, our personal, a friendship relationship, I'm sorry. I got a text that says, hey, David Abinete made $130,000, and his mentor made $527,000. And for me, I was like, okay, you know what, Stormy, you are a businesswoman. You need to take a look at this with a business eye. And even though we made no income claims, you know, I decided to look at it. And what I saw, it blew my mind. It blew my mind in terms of, because, see, when I first started with my previous company, I did not understand what was needed to have a successful network marketing company. Again, I did not understand what was really needed to have a successful network marketing company. Again, not that I'm taking nothing from my company because it's a great company. I knew what I needed for myself, and I know what I needed for myself and my team to go to the next level. I was looking for something. I was looking for a system. I wanted to look. I wanted my people to be able to get into a system, and I tell them, you do 1, 2, 3, ABC, and you're going to win. That's what I needed. So when I looked at OrganiGold with a separate eye, because I just thought about it as coffee. You could get coffee from anywhere. I didn't know that it was healthy coffee. I didn't know that it had Ganoderma, which is a mushroom. You could Google Ganoderma, see what it is. So what this company did was ingenious. They put healthy and coffee together, because people drink coffee. I mean, 400 billion cups of coffee is served on a daily basis. Then I heard a story about McDonald's, that in 2008, McDonald's was having some financial situations, and people wasn't buying McDonald's as frequently as they did before. So what McDonald's did was they hired one of the executives from Starbucks to come on board and created McCafe. And McCafe makes $1 million a day. So these are the things that began to permeate in my mind. I began to look at the company, the system, the product, and I decided to try the product, Mr. Spark Plug. I tried the product for about a month. Remember, I'm not a coffee drinker, and I noticed a lot of changes in my body. I noticed that I would literally go to the restroom immediately, which was always an issue for me. I noticed that my energy level increased. I noticed that my mental clarity was at another level. And I'm talking about my appetite. It totally curbed my appetite to the point where I had to force myself to eat. So Sparkplug, after I decided to fly out to Houston, Texas, and meet with the top earner, Mr. Holton Bugs, I sat down with him, and what he showed me literally left me sleepless, speechless, in tears, aggravated, frustrated for 3 weeks. You got to understand that I was the top earner in my company. You know, I was like the face of my company. I mean, I love, you know, the people. And I had to come home and make a business decision. And after 3 weeks of praying, fasting, asking God, I mean, it's almost like I was convicted every day, every night I was convicted. And after 3 weeks, I decided to make that decision, and I had to do what you actually are talking about today, Mrs. Parkplug. I decided to change before I have to, because one thing that people got to know, even if you're not a coffee drinker, if you're not a tea drinker, if you're not a chocolate drinker, people drink one of those. Somebody drink coffee, tea, or chocolate. And then I began to compare, because, of course, you got to know water, gas, and coffee are the top three most traded commodities. So it was just so much smart plug, you know. It was tough for me to walk away, but I'm looking for long-term wealth. I'm looking for consistency, and I know that people will never stop drinking water. They will never stop brushing their teeth, and they'll never stop putting gas in their car. But one thing that people do before they kiss their husband and tell their kids goodbye, they got to have a cup of coffee. So I had to make a business decision, and I decided to move over to OrganiGold. I'm extremely excited about it, and the future is just paramount. So that was the reason why I decided to walk away.
Well, let's get back to change. When it comes to change, what would you like your legacy to be?
Wow. I would like my legacy to be that success comes by choice, not by chance. And you cannot be afraid to change. You know, a lot of people are throwing out this word loyalty. And again, it goes back to the Bible where it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's the truth. Because loyalty, you got to be careful when you say loyalty, because in the Bible says loyalty is in this order: God, man, woman, child. I want to repeat that, because many of you guys out there want to be loyal to your jobs and loyal to your company, even though you're struggling. Guys, you cannot be loyal to anything but God, man, woman, and child. So when people see change and think about change, I want them to think about this. So you got to be able to begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind and know that how you start is not how you have to finish. Notice I keep saying the word you. You have to begin with the end in mind, and you have to know that the way you start is not how you have to finish. Many of you guys that's listening to me today, you know about my story. You know, sometimes I look at myself and I say, I don't even know where I get this strength from. I don't know where I get this courage from. I don't know where it comes from. But you got to begin to dig deep deep, deep, deep on the inside of you and realize that you are the one that's in control of your destiny. The choices that you make today can change your tomorrows. The only person that has to live in your tomorrows is going to be you. Do not let anybody bully you. Do not let anybody bully you out of your success. Don't let nobody bully you out of change. Don't be afraid to change because you know what, Spark Plug? What I've done, it feels so good because there's so many people that lives are going to be changed as a result of Project 5000, as a result of them partnering up with me. And I know that if I was willing to start all over from ground one, see, people got to know that I left 100,000 people behind. The average person would never do this. I left an income behind that people making 1 year, I was making per month to start over from ground zero. But I know what's on the inside of me, guys. So when you talk about change before you have to, don't sit back and not be real with your situation. Look at what's going on around you, guys. If we begin to pay attention, I tell you, your life will be so different just by really, really, really paying attention. So, Spark Plug, you know, people got to take control of their life, take control of your destiny. And I encourage you to just be careful when you're going about your day-to-day activity. You know, think about the big game. We're playing a game called life, guys, and the only person that has to live in your life is you. So success comes by choice, not by chance. And change before you have to is my motto. I love it. I love it. I love it. And Spark Plug, thank you so much.
Well, I think we may have a call for you, Stormy. Caller, your phone number ended in 3902. Are you on the air? Let me get to the next one. Hold on. Caller, phone number ended in 7131. Did you have a question for Stormy? Well, Stormy, let's move on. Let's move on. And what do you think is the most misunderstood thing about change?
That it's easy. That it's easy. And it's easy. I think people think that change is easy, and it's not easy. And change is normally one of the things that stops people from getting to that next level. They're not willing to change, and then to seek what's needed in order to facilitate change. When you're real with yourself, you begin to look on the inside of you and look at your situation and your circumstances, it's happening around you in terms of your family, your friends. And I believe that when you seek greatness, because for me, Charles, I'm talking about me. I'm sorry, Spark Plug, I'm looking at this text. For me, Spark Plug, I seek greatness, but in order to seek greatness, you have to seek truth. And when you seek truth, you'll get both. And I think that in order to have change to be something that manifests in your life, you got to seek truth. And when you seek truth, greatness and change will both come together.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. Why do you think change is so frightening to people?
Because people are not willing to stretch themselves. They're not willing to stretch themselves beyond their imagination. It's uncomfortable. People begin to get comfortable in their uncomfortable situations. And people are scared that they may fail, so they don't want to try. So why not stay where you are? You know, think about it. If you're someone working at a job and you've been on that job for 10 years, 15 years, and you step out and you fail, that's scary. That's considered a change. But what if you fail? But God, that's why it's so important. You got to believe in yourself. I believe that when you seek God and when you do a lot of personal development, The Secret is one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. When you personally develop yourself, it allows you to build courage, power, strength, and wisdom that no man could ever take from you. I heard that saying a long time ago, once you stretch your brain, it can never go back to its original size. And I never understood what that meant until now. Now that I'm really into my personal development, I'm really seeing that it really stretched me, and that's one of the reasons why I believe that people don't want to change because of that fear. Again, that fear, that false evidence appearing real.
So when you talk about that fear, what's the best way for people, you think, to deal with that fear? And as that book goes, I think it's a young lady who wrote the book, it's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. What's the best way, you think, for them to deal with that fear of change and move on?
For me, I think you have to look into your future. To me, fear of what could happen if I don't do what I need to do today, fear of what's going to happen tomorrow if I don't do this today. Again, going back to your choices, the choices that you make in life. See, when I look around me, I look at life with a different eye. You know, some people just look around and just live. I look at every moment. I'm always a student. I'm watching. I'm paying attention. I'm analyzing. I'm checking things out. And as I look at, let's just say my mother, for example. You know, my mom is 63 years old. And my mom made some bad choices in life, some horrible choices, and now she has to live with them. She's 63 years old. She's disabled. If it wasn't for my income, she would totally be depending on $673 from Social Security. I mean, again, looking at your future, guys, because one thing that's going to happen for sure if we live is that we're going to have to be prepared to live with whatever circumstances that we put ourselves in. And I believe that people end up exactly where they intend to be. I don't want to be one of those people that wake up at 50 years old and say, I'm living vicariously through my daughter. I want to make the right choices today that's going to change my tomorrow. So that's the main thing, I think, that fear. But when you look together, because see, let's take my kids. You know, I had my two kids at a young age. I had my son at the age of 14, and I had my daughter at the age of 18. Many people said that I was doomed. Like, okay, I mean, she has no education. You know, she made a lot of bad choices. But I stopped right then and there. Right then and there, my very moment, at the age of 18 years old, and I looked at the people around me, my mother, her friends, and I believe that if you find someone that you don't want to be like, you find someone that you don't want to be like, and you mimic yourself behind people that you do want to be like, and you continue to press towards the mark, so many different things will happen to your life, and you just cannot be fearful with nothing that you do.
Well, Stormy, tell us about your upcoming book, Born to Fail, Destined to Win.
Wow. Born to Fail, Destined to Win. It's really deep. You know, I am a deep person. I'm Spark Plug. A lot of people, they don't understand me. They don't understand, who is this girl? Why does she do these things? Why does she make these choices? I mean, they don't understand. But a lot of the things that I do today has a lot to do with, you know, where I come from. You know, Born to Fail, Destined to Win is really an autobiography of my past, you know, who I am and where I come from and what has helped shape me to the woman that I am today. And I'm excited about that book because a lot of people see the glory, but they don't know the story. I want to say that again. A lot of people see the glory spark plug, but they don't know the story. They don't know where I come from. And I want men and women all around the country to read that book and say, wow, wow, if she could come from this and end up like this, the way you start is not how you have to finish. And that's exactly what I want people to feel once they read that book. I want people to read my book and be convicted to change. Again, change before you have to is such a strong title. I'm going to have to go get that copyright for my next book, Spark Plug.
All right. Hey, well, now let's get back to this book. When can people expect this book to be published?
Born to Fail, Destined to Win will be on Amazon bookshelves all across the country by this summer. I'm almost complete, but of course, this new choice that I made to change and transition to a new company is taking a lot of my time. I have a lot of people I got to help, so I might have to push it back until August. So between July and August, they will be on bookshelves. And of course, everybody knows me. I'm going to make sure I do a huge campaign so you will definitely know when it's released. I'm sure that Spark Plug and I will partner up and do something to get the word out about that book.
Well, hopefully, and we know you have an extremely busy schedule, but you know Spark Plug Radio is always open to you, Stormy. So hopefully you'll be back on the show to promote your book in July or August, okay?
Absolutely. I want to say thank you so much, Spark Plug, you know, for supporting entrepreneurial women in business. I tell you that you have helped me so much. You can't even imagine how much you have helped me to build my business. I appreciate you. And women, if you're out there as entrepreneurs, you definitely want to get with Spark Plug because he will take your business to a new level. So thank you for all that you do to support women in business.
Well, great. Matter of fact, that leads me right into my next question. What has been the best thing about being featured in People You Need to Know magazine and on the front cover of our first edition of our newspaper?
Listen, people get to know me. That's all I got to say. You know, being featured in People You Need to Know magazine and on the cover of People You Need to Know newspaper, more people get to know me. That's all I got to say about that, Spark Plug.
All right. And finally, how can people connect with you?
Well, of course, they could go and they could email me at stormywellington@gmail.com. Again, that's stormywellington@gmail.com. And or they could contact me via my website, stormywellington.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Stormy Wellington, author of the upcoming book, Born to Fail, Destined to Win, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Spark Plug. You have an incredible, coffee-licious day. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
All right.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Miss Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.